Friends, we begin today a new series of reflections on prayer. And it is my intention in these coming weeks to have us look at some of the aspects of prayer in the life of God's people. And today I wanted to begin with the matter of praying in private. Now, let me say that we often talk about prayer as though it's an activity, and of course it is. We gather for prayer, we offer prayer, we offer in worship spoken prayers, and so you could describe it as an activity, a part of the response of God's people to their Lord. But you know that even more fundamentally, prayer is about relationship, our relationship with God. It's not an activity that we simply carry out perfunctorily. It is an expression, a living out of the relationship that God has established with us. So I just invite you to keep that in the background of your thoughts as we proceed. Now, it would be an unusual and strange human relationship in which there was no communication. Think about that for a moment. If we shared a home with someone and never talked to them, wouldn't that be strange? If we had people that we considered to be our friends, and yet we didn't take advantage of the opportunity of sharing our thoughts with them, of wanting to know their response. And that's, you see, where prayer fits in to the life of God's people. Because prayer is the life of our relationship with God. And now, of course, we pray together on various occasions. Sometimes just because we're together, sometimes because it's part of a worship service. But there is an element of prayer which quite appropriately belongs in the realm of the private conversation that the individual believer has with the Lord. And so today I'm going to focus on that aspect of this prayer relationship that we have or are intended to have with God, that is the personal side of it. Now, we learn from the gospel record that Jesus made a practice of going off for prayer. In a way, you know, Jesus lived a very public life in that wherever he went, once his public ministry began, it seemed as though he was surrounded by people who had needs, had questions, wanted to listen to him teach, surrounded by people all the time. And he lived out that life in the company of chosen disciples who were being trained for what was to be their challenge and their commitment in the future. And so Christ's life was a very public one. And yet, the scriptures make clear that Jesus made time to draw off apart, to find a space where he was alone with his Father for prayer. And so, we too, following his example, need to actively seek out times when we may offer prayer privately with the Lord. Because some of our prayers belong in that private conversation with God. Of course, you see, some of our prayer concerns are ones which we can easily share together and offer up together as a communal prayer, petition. But there are other aspects of our relationship with God that are very personal, and that therefore the exercise of praying in private is the avenue for those needs in our conversation with God to be fulfilled. I offer some suggestions about what I have in mind as those personal things that belong in that time of praying in private. Because, you see, this is the nurturing of our relationship with God. This is the core of it when we as individuals come before Him with all that's in our minds and on our hearts and have a conversation with Him. Yes, we find ourselves sharing with God our struggles in life. I don't mean just those big obstacles that from time to time we encounter. I'm thinking of those ordinary challenges that are there before us all the time. Lord, help me to shape my attitudes in relationship to other people and to events happening around me in a way that's consistent, Father, with what You would desire from me. Sometimes we are in the midst of desiring to strengthen our relationships with people around us. And where do we begin? Well, yes, ultimately we have to share with them, but the good beginning point for that is that we talk it over with God. That we lay out before Him whatever our struggle or issue might be and ask Him to help us respond rightly. Life has also times of sorrow or disappointment. Sometimes, you know, sometimes our sorrows are conspicuous and obvious, but other times the inner feeling of sorrow that nags at us is a very personal thing. It's maybe something that is a disappointment in our life that we're not even very comfortable talking about with anyone else. Or maybe, just perhaps, we're disappointed with ourselves. And God gives us this channel of sharing with Him. And so we come in the context of the privacy and the personalness of our relationship with God, and we come before Him in private and ask God to help us respond well to those challenges of disappointment and sorrow in life. In the background of our lives, most of us deal with some fears. Fears about the future, fears about how life ought to be, fears that somehow we are failing. And God gives us in prayer the context in which we can bring these things before Him and talk them over with Him. And open ourselves to Him and look for His response. And of course, I've dealt on the challenging side of things, but there are also the joys in life that are kind of personal and private, and we rejoice in them and we thank God for them, and we do that also as we pray in private. And we talk with God surely about our hopes and dreams. What do we want from life? Where is it going? And God gives us this avenue of communion with Himself, that we may bring all these things that we might hesitate to pour out to another single living human being. And we bring them in our conversation with God. And these aren't things, you see, that necessarily we could comfortably raise in a shared time of prayer. Wouldn't perhaps even be appropriate that we attempt to do so. But God does not require us to be in a communal situation to offer prayer. In fact, God intends that the heart of our praying should be with Him, personally, quietly, alone. You know, sometimes people confide in us. They tell us perhaps about some struggle they're dealing with, and it's not the sort of issue that we can consequently just share with everyone we meet. How do we deal with that? Well, it seems to me that the beginning point is that we can take it to God in our private praying. We don't even have to have the person's permission. We take their need to the Lord. In the confidence of that personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we pour out our hearts and our concerns before Him. Now, sometimes people worry about how we find words to express our prayers. Well, that might be a bit of a struggle sometimes if we're framing a prayer to be offered in a community setting. We want to express the petition well. But you know, we don't have to worry about that detail in our private praying. There's another thing here that we must never forget. You know, when we talk with other people, we sometimes worry that they'll misunderstand us. You know, if I attempt to tell someone this, they'll never see it as I see it or hear what I'm trying to say. But when we come before God in our private prayers, there is no need for fear that God will misunderstand or that we won't be able to find the right way or words or phrases to make it clear. The Lord knows. And we, by our prayer, acknowledge that we know also, or are struggling to understand it. And we're blessed. So there isn't some formula that's approved. Now there is another side to this, of course. And that is when we commune privately with God. And this is a little sobering thought sometimes. We can't play games with him. We can't fool him. He knows us. He knows our hearts. But we also know that he loves us, that he cherishes us, that in Christ his Son, he embraces us. And so, with all our acknowledged faults and failures, we come to the Lord and open ourselves to him, knowing that we come to one who understands. One more thing about this that we must always bear in mind. Prayer is a conversation. By that I mean there are two sides to it. And so when we pray, we must pray with the expectation that God will answer, and with the desire that we will see and recognize and understand what the Lord's answer is. It's not, you see, that we simply go to God and dump cares, concerns before him and say, solve them, and walk away. We initiate that conversation with the Lord, which carries with it the understanding that our life needs reshaping. And our prayer is that God will hear our concern and that he will help us. But that we must leave space in our private praying so that we can hear God's response. Now, it's not magical. We don't stop in the midst of a private prayer and listen as though we are going to hear some voice from the beyond speaking to us. But we trust and understand that God hears our prayers and that God will answer. And so we anticipate and we ask God to help us, ready ourselves to see, to hear, to understand, to be willing to listen to his word. And this forms the heart of the individual believer's relationship with God. When we have had this experience of personal conversation with God, then we come together and we celebrate, we rejoice. And yes, we share in communal prayers, we share concerns for prayer that are appropriately shared without betrayal of confidences, and we encourage one another in prayer, and we remind one another of the broader scope of prayer. And we do that together as we grow in the faith and in the community of God's people. I tuck in one little concern that Jesus addressed about private prayer. It was not a concern about the types of things I've been talking about so far, but you recall that at one point Jesus spoke about those who prayed ostentatiously in public because they wanted to be noticed as people of piety. Well, that's not, of course, what we're talking about or desiring to do. This praying in private is indeed praying in private. Now, it doesn't have to happen where no one can see, but no one else is listening in. We may be sitting under a tree on a park bench on a nice fall day, having a great conversation with God. But our intention is not to somehow attract the world's attention to us so that they can say, look, there's a pious Christian. No. Jesus warned about that sort of thing. Although the people he spoke about in his warning weren't exactly sitting on park benches under trees on nice fall days. They were standing on the street corner and in public spaces, making sure that everyone noticed that they were praying. God wants us to know and to experience the blessings of prayer. And you know, we all struggle with prayer because even as it's true that we sometimes don't talk to the human beings around us as openly and clearly as we should, we don't always talk with God as openly and clearly and willingly and as frequently as we ought. But there is a blessing that flows from prayer. Let me take you back just to a few verses that Mary read for us this morning from Ephesians chapter 3. What was Paul's prayer for the people in Ephesus? Paul said, I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. As you are being rooted and grounded in love. And that, of course, is what our private praying establishes. It builds that relationship that we have through Christ with God, our Heavenly Father. And Paul goes on to say, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what it's all about. And praying in private is the beginning point. Because let me suggest that if we don't cultivate and take advantage of this gracious gift that the Lord has bestowed of being willing to receive us whenever we appear, even if it's after midnight, that you see, is the foundation of our relationship with God. And that, in fact, is what opens the way for us then to come together and offer prayer. It is as we have all been through the process of building a relationship with God centered on praying in private. This is your blessing. This is good news. Take it with you. Thanks be to God.